The Farm Bill signed by President Obama today, the product of endless months of backroom negotiations between Democrats and Republicans, will cut nearly $9 billion from the food stamp program over the next 10 years. This comes on top of an $11 billion cut in November, and it's expected to reduce the food budgets of up to 850,000 families.
This is a program that impacts senior citizens, people with disabilities, and working men and women and their children. 92% of SNAP beneficiaries are in those four categories.
That's U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack speaking to reporters earlier this week. He explained that the food stamp cuts come from a rule change that makes it so low-income people who used to qualify automatically because they also needed home heating assistance are no longer eligible. But he promised to try to help those same people keep receiving food stamps.
I don't want to say today that we'll be able to cover most because I don't know precisely how many folks will lose their benefits completely. But what I can say is those who lose their benefits because they no longer qualify under the LIHEAP exception now may still be able to qualify under the normal way of applying for SNAP. And we want to make sure that those people don't fall through the cracks because they need help.
Some activists and lawmakers are even questioning if the food stamp rule changes, nicknamed Heat and Eat, were politically motivated. The organization Democracy for America calculated that 97% of the cuts would hit D.C. and 15 states that have something in common besides a cold climate. They voted for President Obama twice and have mostly Democratic representation in Congress. But the cuts to food stamps are just